Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, I think what these two are doing is really exciting, and I'm excited to find out even more about it. I love the word movement. Movement to me is a really powerful word.
It is, isn't it?
It implies, you know, people coming together, rallying around a cause. This is a positive cause. You've already heard there the voice of Dunera Naka. You know she's here.
Hello.
You and that microphone have been in such a good relationship for the past however many years.
Can I tell you the color of the microphone? I know, it's like I'm the color of my makeup. It's like, oh my gosh.
I have anti-disinfectant spray for you. I really do. We have these pop shields on our mics that, I don't know, people have been making out with them recently, so it does. It looks like a Mac counter.
It does. It really does. It does look like a Mac counter.
It's nasty.
Can we just mention that I really, really have like this deep-rooted crush on Zayn Malik.
Oh, do you?
I just
played a song.
I know. Yeah. I'm so in love with him.
Well, he needs to come to your movement because he can't perform anymore. He gets such anxiety that he's been unable to perform anything off his new album because he's afraid of crowds. He needs your help.
We absolutely should help Zayn Malik, and I should help him in private.
So Hope, you're not going to be invited to that, Hope T.
No.
She's going to do one-on-one. He said, she said, movement counseling for Zayn Malik is going to be one-on-one.
No, definitely.
Oh my gosh.
You are, of course, this unbelievable inspirational speaker, motivational speaker. So here's my first question around he said, she said, is how much do you have to go through in your own life to get to the point where you want to help other people with their lives?
Let me take that one. Look, I think the basis of giving comes out from balancing the equation of also receiving. You don't just receive. It's not just the need as a human being. The balancing of life is giving and receiving. Mm. Sometimes you do need to give. That's the existence that we find ourselves in. When you go home, you share things. You give, you receive. When I sit at work, the person that works for me is receiving. She's giving. That's the basic principle of life. So the moment you find yourself in a space where you're able to do that, that for me defines the beginning of enjoying life.
Hmm.
I think also in terms of life experiences and how much one would have to go through in order to get to a point of sharing and being able to motivate and inspire. You don't have to go through 10,000 negative experiences. Mm. One is but enough to say I've learned. And if you really listen to experiences, because experiences communicate to us in volumes, if you really listen to the lessons taught through hardship, you only need to go through hardship once, but most of us keep on repeating the same experiences and we keep on experiencing the same hardships because we don't really pause and listen to our hardships. We are so quick to want to channel our way out of hardship, but when in hardship, we don't want to stop, pause and listen to the lessons of hardship. Mm. So, I mean, between Hope T and myself, I think we've been through our fair share of hardship and we've been through enough. And I mean, we've also gone through a stage where we weren't listening to hardship. And now we finally culminated at the point where we are beginning to listen to hardship. Mm. And we're seeing immediate results of listening to those hardships, and it's positive results. So we want to share this. We want to share this information of making time to, we speak of a third eye, but we don't speak of a third ear. See, so we all want to see deeper and see more and see this and see that. How about listening deeper, listening longer, and listening out for more? There's always many lessons. And, you know, one experience is enough to say that, you know what, I learned so much from this experience, and now I'm ready to share. I'm ready to inspire. I'm ready to motivate. And exactly what Hope is sharing is that you get, and you receive hardship. And after you receive hardship, then you want to give wisdom, and that's exactly what it is.
Listening is a huge problem in this day and age because one's listening. Yeah. Everyone's got their Twitter account and their Instagram, and they want to be the person that's being listened to.
Absolutely. Exactly.
If we really, and I mean, it seems like a dumb question because it feels like they probably covered this in preschool, but clearly something didn't resonate.
My gum.
Oh, you can wrap it up in the paper there, don't worry.
Oh, thanks.
The importance of listening.
Mm. Yeah.
Listening to yourself, listening to everyone around you, and getting better at that. Like, what should the relationship with listening be that it enables you to unlock a better version of yourself?
Mm. I think, and this is what Dean and I discussed. I said to Neil, if we're going to stand in front of people and speak to people, the first and foremost thing is for yourself to listen to yourself.
Mm.
From there, be be an emblem that can be listened to. When you walk in the streets, you meet a stranger. Whatever the stranger says, you'll never listen to them. That's you. Within the balance of listening, not listening is also important. It's like learning, and learning is also important. Mm. So listening becomes so much of interest. You need to build the interest.
Mm.
I can't listen to you if I'm not interested. Now, when my mom speaks at me and she's angry at me and she lashes out at me, chance I don't listen to that.
You shut down.
I shut down. So within the movement, the first and most important thing is, if I'm going to speak about finance, in that space, I must be balanced. Mm. If I'm going to speak about personal transformation, in that space, I must be balanced.
Mm.
The same thing goes for Dineo. It's a movement that speaks to us as we speak to people. We cannot... That's why it's a movement. We're avoiding the space where we just stand there and talk.
Yep.
It's a platform of conversation. We, you know, we grew up knowing motivational speakers and we've given motivation as well. But that is a bit selfish because I stand in front of people and then I deliver.
Mm.
That's not fair to the next person that's listening.
Yeah, this seems very interactive from what I've seen. Everyone sitting around and really engaging in the conversation and everyone gets to weigh in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which forces people to listen as well.
Yes.
Our payoff line is conversations worth having. Mm. So we will find a subject that's near and dear. Like right now, Hope is very, very passionate about
personal
finance and teaching people about personal finance and engaging with people and listening to people's hardships and troubles around personal finance. I'm very much focused on mindset development.
Mm.
I found myself having to find strength in an industry that is so competitive and an industry that only but plants seeds of insecurity and an industry that over-celebrates even those that aren't worthy of being celebrated and so forth. So you find yourself at the receiving end and an industry where there are so many opportunities to make money, but we die broke. So, I mean, the balance of mindset development and personal finance. Mm. And when we deliver such messages and when we call people to our events, it's almost like bring your story. Don't just come to listen to our story, but bring your story and let's talk about your story. Let's hear your story so that in conversation and through this conversation, we can find solutions to our stumbling blocks. So, I mean, you know, we both have a passion for people and I'm not one to speak so much of listening because every day in our interactions, we mentor each other on a daily basis. And my biggest shortfall at this point in my life is that I am told every day that I don't listen. And it's a hard truth that I have to accept. However, it's his experience of me that says I don't listen. Mm. So if he's complaining on a daily basis that, Dineo, you don't listen, that means that there's still a lot of learning in me to do. And the more I expose myself to our movement and the more I place myself in a position to listen to people's stories, I train myself to be a better listener. And by being a better listener, I become a better speaker. So it's so much sharing. It's so much growing. And it's so much wealth of knowledge and not knowledge from a formal background of education or this, that, and the other and degrees and that.
That's the secret, isn't
that's it? That's the secret. It's knowledge of life's experiences from different walks. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to pick up on shaping conversation. I mean, if I go onto Twitter right now and I have a look at what people are speaking about, they're having conversations, but likely it's negative conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
And so shaping conversation to become something positive, obviously that's what you want to do with all these different sessions and these events that you're doing.
Yeah.
How do you have to walk into a conversation with what mindset to get the best possible outcome out of that so that you know it's positive?
Mm.
And we're going to send it to Twitter afterwards so that they can send the podcast.
Yeah. See, every human being is made out of memories. Everything you inhale becomes part of you. If you stick around areas where you constantly inhale negativity, you become that. We don't experience things the same. For argument's sake, if someone came here and said a certain word, we might not receive it the same way because our experiences are different. Those memories that we've embraced in our past are different. Now, the conversation is a constant thing that we do all the time, whether it's at home, whether it's with my friends, but it's in what I say that molds me. A child that has grown up in a family where abusive language is used reflects abuse. A child that is nursed well and was communicating with their parents quite well when they were young, they reflect that. So it's very important that in selecting the topics that we speak about, in the areas that we hang around, it's very important that we make a choice It's not that, you see, people asked me, is this a movement to make us successful? And I said, what is success?
Hmm. Exactly, big question. What is success?
And our definition of success will always differ. And I was steadfast on this one. Success is not the acquiring of wealth or money or whatever you wanted. That's not success. Success isn't the satisfaction of doing what you wanted to do and doing it with your best abilities.
Hmm.
That's success for me, because we can do the same things. It doesn't guarantee the same results. A child can be born out of a rich family. After high school, he's bought a big home, big cars. He's successful. So that's the thing. We had to redefine what success is, because the encouragement is go out there and give it your best.
Mm.
And make sure it's your best.
And that's good enough.
And that's good enough.
I think also to bring it back to your question about the mindset that people need to have when entering conversations, and especially using Twitter as an example, I think that's a very, very strong example. Just last weekend, I think it was, last week, Dumisho Masha made headlines.
Yeah, with Rivers Church.
Yeah, for defending the pastor at Rivers Church.
Yeah.
Now, I've been known for being a rebel child on Twitter and always instigating trouble and. But it's in being active in the he said, she said movement that I've started living more with intent.
Hmm.
And I've started speaking more with intent, and I've started interacting more with intent. And when you do things with intent, you're very cautious and you're very sensitive of the next person. So you become very mindful of the words you select before you speak them. You become very mindful of the tone you select before you speak it. And I posted comments about racism, and I said, maybe the one thing that we need to do to get to the bottom of racism and do away with racism is just absolutely ignore it. Because the bunch of us, as soon as somebody makes a racist attack or this, then that, and the other, we run to the press. And maybe that's why Twitter is so popular, because once one person says something negative and another person responds and retweets that negativity, it becomes like a ripple effect of a bunch of negativity, and everybody wants to engage in the negativity. So maybe when you ignore your haters, like I've started being very mindful and ignoring my haters with intent, and it gives me so much pleasure that I was actually able to ignore hate. And not ignore it in the sense that, but silence it. Silence it by turning a blind eye. And by me turning a blind eye doesn't mean I'm not doing anything about it. It just means that I'm focusing and diverting.
Trust your space.
I'm channeling my energy to something else, right? So you can make all the racist remarks in your life, but I don't have a problem with myself. Therefore, I'm not going to react towards your racist slurs. So that has taught me now that the mindset in approaching a conversation should be that of respect.
Mm.
A lot of people were like, but if we ignore racism, blah, 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 blah. And then we spoke of God and it became like a religious attack and this and that and the other. And I was like, you know what? I have my own education and knowledge about God, and I respect my own. I can only but respect yours. And I'm not about to go onto social media and defend myself about my beliefs around Christ and so forth and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So to each their own. If you enter a conversation with the attitude and the mindset that to each their own, the result of that conversation, it culminates to an area of middle ground positivity, because you respect the next person's opinion and you respect your own. So I'm not going to fight you off so you believe my way or no way.
Mm.
And I'm not going to defend myself against you. I'm just going to say, hey, buddy, look, I hear you. I really do. However, this is my belief and I respect my belief as much as I respect yours. So maybe let's just agree to disagree.
You know what I think? I think a lot of times we buy into the groups, the circles, because we don't know who we are.
The influence of peer pressure happens
in
adulthood.
When Twitter, and I'm not active on Twitter, when Twitter is bah, 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 someone looks for his recognition within that space.
Absolutely.
Validation.
You know what I mean? So why are you on Twitter in the first place if you know what Twitter is? Because we all know what Twitter is. Why are you there to interact in that space? That's number one. Secondly, the racist thing that Dino is talking about, I think sometimes we need to build comfort in our own skin. That even someone says something to me that is negative, because that's not my life. If I pass here and someone insults me, yes, you've insulted me. But that's got nothing to do with my life.
Mm. Absolutely. That's the
I've got more
you're
to me.
You're giving it the power.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah, I've got me too. I've got more to me. Why should I then embrace you, give you this recognition, give you this time? That's not sufficient.
Mm.
It means in my own schedule, I've got little things to achieve.
Yeah.
My brain must be constantly running with the things that I must achieve. You must realize the difference between someone who knows what they're doing and know where they're going and someone who's got nothing to do.
Mm.
There's anger. Or the person that is lying with nothing to do. But the person who's busy, who's got more to achieve. Because that's all that makes us satisfied. That the more that you push, the more you do, it brings self-satisfaction.
Yeah. Mm.
But the less you do, because there's nothing you're doing, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, you know? Idle minds. Mm.
This is powerful stuff, I have to tell you. I can't believe we're out of time, but I do want to make the last 2-3 minutes really powerful. Producer Kat, can we shut the lights off? Because what I'm getting from both of you is this idea of, we don't realize how powerful we actually are.
Absolutely.
And that we choose what affects us and what doesn't affect
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
So I don't even want you to tell me. We're going to turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. And then this is a really to whoever's listening to this. It's a one-on-one conversation from each of you.
Yeah.
Just like a minute or two. Mm-hmm. Just reaffirm to me, reaffirm to anyone who's listening to this, how much power you actually have when you wake up in the morning about how your day and how everything is actually going to go. And this is 100% to anyone listening.
I don't know if you want to
start. Yeah, I want to start. I think every single day is a project. You wake up in the morning, tell yourself that you're going to take this project on. I can't wake up to go meet people to define me. I leave home defined. The challenges come every single day. But who am I to face those challenges? I must be defined within my space, within my comfort zone, to know that I'm going towards the goal that I want. Now, quickly, before I close, the reason why we put personal finance into our talks, because money needs a relationship. It defines a lot of things. If you can manage money, if you can have a good relationship with money, a lot of things fall into place. If you go to the bank right now and realize how many people are in debt, if you go to people that counsel these people, there's a lot of lists of people that are going under stress, are breaking down, because people fail to manage the basic thing. Now, why did I overspend? I overspend because someone else put me under pressure. Why did I buy a car that I can't afford? I bought it because someone else put me under pressure. We don't have a mapped way that we're following. Hence, we've placed the transformational messages along with personal finance, because you realize that we open gaps. We jump into space that we're not supposed to fit in. We fail to even start work simply because the work is not worth me. Hence, you sit and do nothing because you don't want to jump. You want to be in the space that you've envisioned to be before you start where you're supposed to start. So, in a nutshell, understand yourself. Stop being defined by other people and move on with life as you want it. Thank you.
I want to speak to the person that's listening right now and is battling insecurities, and is battling lack of self-confidence, is battling financial difficulties, is not getting financial breakthrough, is not getting professional breakthrough. I want to take a moment to remind you that your mind, and as I speak, I want you to listen with intent. Listen with the intent to listen and draw from what I'm saying. Your mind is not placed at the top or at the pinnacle of your body structure for no reason and no cause. It is not a mistake that your mind is placed at the top of your structure, because even in management, in corporate institutes, in governance and so forth, what rots at the top filters down to the bottom. Right? And that's the hierarchy of well-being and wellness in corporate structures and in business structures and in governance. Now, if you treat your body like a trinity, if you treat your body that the mind is the governance of you and you keep your mind healthy, I want you to progress from this point and act every single day with intent. Every action you take, I want you to listen to your thoughts before you speak what it is that you're thinking. Listen to what you are telling yourself. Be mindful of the information you are feeding you, not the magazines, not the television, and not the radio. Be mindful of the information you are feeding you. In that is a lot of detox that needs to take place. In that is a lot of power that will be revealed to you that you have, that you possess. If you live a life of intent, and if you govern the principles and the cleanliness of your mind, the rest of your daily actions will breed positivity, will breed prosperity, will breed balance. And I want you to be mindful of your reactions when you're thinking negatively. I want you to be mindful of how your body then takes course of action when you are feeding yourself negativity. And I also want you to compare that to when you're feeding yourself positivity. Your mind is such a precious tool. It is the sharpest tool in the toolbox. It is the sharpest tool in the toolbox. The power of repetition says your mind is the sharpest tool in the toolbox. Unlock it, respect it, be mindful of it, and live within it with intent.
It's power. The he said, she said movement takes place. That was really power. At Ilange Estate, Franz Klein, Hans Grunfle, Bloemfontein, tickets are 350 Rand, including breakfast and lunch. It was really good, that. Well done.
Thank you.
Both of you. It was very impressive. The morning session starts at 8 and the afternoon session starts at 12. Limited tickets are available. Individuals or companies wishing to attend the Bloemfontein session, tickets are now available for 350 Rand. Email Bongani M at 7colors. That's colors.co.za. Bongani M at 7colors.co.za, or call 011-782-6208. One more time, 011-782-6208 to secure your seat. This is great work. It really is.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Dinero Naka, Hope T, power. Hillman on cliffcentral.com.